Earlier this week, at the end of the week, in fact, we showed an old fight, one of my favorites, of Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward. And the reason we wanted to show the team that fight in particular is I wanted to remind them what a division game is and that it's going to go all the way down. And we thought heading in this would be a fight, and it for sure was. As I look back and watch as the game unfolded, there's plenty of things for us to correct and clean up, and we will. Couple of things that we were happy with from a turnover margin. You've heard us talk about that nearly every week. And so for us to finish tonight in the plus, that part was significant for us. And we thought this game would come down to the ball, and it did. In the run game, we were pleased to see that get going like we did today. It was unusual to see the third running back get involved like he did. That was number two. And past that, I appreciate the toughness of both sides. This was going to be a hard-fought game, and it certainly was. So that's what we expect from the division games, and that's certainly what we got tonight. So lots of things for us to work on, and that's what we'll continue to do to be the best version of us. I'm glad to open up for your questions regarding the game and this week.
Coach, could you discuss the play of Devontae Freeman, almost 200 total yards for you? Just kept coming at him all day from pass game and the run game.
Yeah, we had a sense this was going to be a big night for him. In fact, we talked about that before the game. We thought he'd have his opportunities, and if he could get on to the next level, to the second level, and to a linebacker or a safety or a corner, make sure he had a plan how he wanted to finish. And I felt his physicality along with Teron. I thought what a good compliment. Teron had some good runs tonight and played physical as well. But those two stand for a lot of the toughness that we like to represent as a team, and I thought that really showed tonight.
And getting that out of Matt, you ready to put in some read option now?
Yeah, I don't know about that just yet. So we'll keep handing it off to the guys as often as we can. But I was really proud of the fight they had. And Matt did extend some plays tonight on some dropback stuff. And some of the fouls we had were self-inflicted tonight, where we thought we could extend some drives and kick this out. We overcame a few, but those are the things that we know we can clean up.
Going back to Devontae, you often talk about his versatility and him being a receiver for you guys. He had five catches for 68 yards tonight. How much did you think that played a factor in him being able to get going?
I don't know if it played a factor, but we knew there was going to be opportunities for him in the pass game. And even as we came out of our week last week, we identified some areas that we wanted to really emphasize, and Free was one of them. And the different ways and the different styles, we can use him both as a runner and as a receiver. So he's such a competitive guy, and he really looked like he was feeling it tonight and coming into his own. So it was vintage Freeman for sure.
The Bucs were banged up in this game. They had a lot of injuries tonight. They hung in there. Could you talk about just the challenge they gave you tonight?
I really commend them on that. And when you're on that side of it, when things go down, it requires you to battle and harden, and they certainly showed that even coming into the game, without some guys. And I thought their players stepped up and battled, much like I thought they would. But I thought that really spoke to who they are as a team. And I told a few of their coaches that after the game, I really respected the way their team fought, especially battling through some of the injuries they had heading into the game and then had during the game.
Coach, last year it seemed like the team played fast and furious on offense. Tonight you had some long, sustained drives. Are we looking at just the chemistry between the offensive coordinator and the offense just gelling at this time?
Well, we like when we have chances to extend. And when we play better on third down, and tonight was another example of that, that's when we're able to sustain and get some of the long drives. And so that's what we're going to continue to work on. That's really Matt at his best, almost, the crowd loud into it. Here's a blitz. It's third down and all on it. He's that type of competitor and certainly likes those moments. But he allows us to do a lot of things at the line of scrimmage based on his knowledge of the system and getting us into plays that we like. So I think that's a byproduct of both those two, really having a clear understanding of how we want to go to attack. Matt's one of those players that you can tell he puts the work in. When he comes to the game time, he's ready. He's put the week in, the work in all during the week, and I thought that showed.
Coach Matt Bryant, talked about him at 57 yards. Yeah, I know you always talk to him before the game, and he always kind of has a feel for his distance. What did he tell you before this game?
Well, we knew the long one here was 62, I believe, for him. And, in fact, I was talking about his vintage Bryant story. Where Gruden had come to him on the sideline and said, it was 62 yards. And in typical Matt Bryant fashion, he said, "What do you think?" And he said, "You got any better options?" And I got him. And he went in and went after it. So we all have a lot of faith in Matt, and we know where we feel like our opportunities are there for him to go do it. But he's a clutch player and one of the more mentally tough guys that you get to meet.